Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Authorities are looking for the gunman who killed a 16-year-old Monday in the city's Oxford Circle neighborhood and for a woman in her 30s who they say shot a 15-year-old in North Philly. KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson has more from police headquarters.
Investigators say Jamil Wyatt was walking near Van Kirk Street, not far from Oxford Avenue, when three masked suspects suddenly began to chase him, firing their guns.
He then falls to the ground, and the shooters begin to shoot again as he is on the ground.
Staff Inspector Ernest Ransom is commander of the homicide unit.
We did collect 60 pieces of FCC, which is fire cartridge casings, from the scene.
The trio took off in a white 2013 Nissan Sentra with tinted windows, and 16-year-old Wyatt was rushed to the hospital where he died.
It's sad. It has to stop. We have to find a way to get the guns off the street as well. But I think importantly, if you know something, you got to say something. You really have to tell us what's going on.
A few hours later in North Philly, police say a 15-year-old was targeted, shot in the neck while outside of her home on Loudoun Street near Broad, and they believe it was by a woman in her 30s she was having an ongoing dispute with. They're now looking for that woman who they say was driving a gray Chevy Malibu. Anyone with information can call 215-686-TIPS. Outside police headquarters, Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A group of Jewish students and their families say Philadelphia school district officials have allowed anti-Semitic bullying to take place without consequences since the war in Gaza began. We get the details from KYW's Connor Barkon.
In a civil complaint, the Anti-Defamation League says the Philadelphia School District, one of the largest public school systems in the country, is failing to protect K-12 Jewish students from harassment by peers and even some teachers. An eighth grader says he got into a fight with a classmate accused of saying "Praise Hitler" to him. That student's mother had him transferred to a school 45 minutes away from home because she says a counselor told her the boy should not bring his religion into the school. Another student says her classmates began to chant "Kill the Jews" during a classroom discussion about the play Oliver, and there was no disciplinary action. A fifth grader at the Penn Alexander School says she was cornered by classmates in a hallway and forced to say "Free Palestine." The complaint also accuses teachers of conducting anti-Semitic classroom exercises, including a multiple-choice Middle East geography lesson where Israel was not an option, but Palestine was. The Philadelphia School District says it cannot comment on pending litigation. On Thursday, the district is launching a series of forums for high schoolers to talk about how the Gaza debate has affected them. Connor Barkon, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Riders and some lawmakers are getting fed up with the litany of delays and canceled trains on New Jersey's River Line, as we hear from KYW's Mike DiNardo.
Josh Jordan of Camden rides the River Line to work, or he tries to.
For the last couple of weeks, it hasn't been on time.
That's when trains have been running at all on the light rail service between Trenton and Camden. This week alone, New Jersey Transit's River Line tweeted that train after train would not operate due to equipment availability. The situation is drawing the ire of Burlington County State Senator and Majority Whip Troy Singleton.
To say that I'm extremely disappointed would be an understatement.
Singleton says the River Line did improve for a time after he called out poor service last September, but he says the delayed and canceled trains are happening once again.
We've been contacted by several of our constituents who've just been inconvenienced by these disruptions along the River Line, and frankly, enough's enough.
The senator says New Jersey Transit hasn't answered his requests for information. We asked New Jersey Transit why so many trains were being canceled and got no response either. Singleton says he's considering holding hearings. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The Pennsylvania Horticultural Society shows off one of its most ambitious efforts. Environmental Protection Agency officials toured the PHS project to make Nicetown Tioga cleaner and safer. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb tagged along.
The Love Where You Live greening plan aims to reduce trash and litter.
PHS staff were caught in a downpour as they showed EPA Regional Administrator Adam Ortiz some of the highlights of their efforts in Nicetown Tioga, including pollinator gardens, transformed front yards, and the planting of 300 trees.
If you look all the way down this street, we have trees that we've planted, so we really focus on street trees.
Ortiz says he was interested because of the Biden-Harris administration's focus on environmental justice.
EPA has been been focused on enforcement and compliance, and that's really important, but it doesn't solve every problem. So we're showing up, we're providing grant funding to local organizations to help folks clean up illegal dumping, to improve the tree canopy, and to improve the air quality.
Ortiz says the administration will be providing $50 million to underserved communities in the Mid-Atlantic region just for such projects beginning in August. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's The All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.